While local governments and New York State continue to work to make the sale and possession of designer drugs like bath salts illegal, there's one politician who says this is the wrong way to deal with the crisis. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the 24th Congressional District Green Party candidate predicts the moves will all backfire.
Ursula Rossum admits initially the state health department regulations and local laws might work in the short term to get bath salts off store shelves.
But drug prohibition hasn't proven to prevent drug use. So the likelihood is that bath salt use and synthetic marijuana use and sale will be driven underground.
And Rossum says that will lead to more crime and to do nothing to fight the cause of drug abuse. The Green Party hopeful says the government has spent trillions of dollars and incarcerated thousands of nonviolent drug abusers in the 40-year-old war on drugs. She says a better answer would be to legalize certain drugs.
We can legalize, tax, and regulate the sale of marijuana and use the tax revenue from the sales to have money for things like treatment.
The abuse of bath salts has exploded in recent months in central New York. Political solutions that have found almost universal support have included local laws and state regulations that make the sale and possession of these designer drugs illegal. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.